From the pounding heart of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a new, even more radical Democrat will be on the stage at the next debate coming up in September. And some are not very happy about it at all. Tom Steyer, the far-left California billionaire, has bought his way in. Number two, the Department of Justice cracking down on the Manhattan Correctional Center where Jeffrey Epstein died over the weekend. But the conspiracy theories and questions continue. The fact remains, however, Jeffrey Epstein is still dead. And number one, communist China appears poised to deliver government-run health care, free college, free housing, free food, and abortion on demand up to birth for up to 7 million people living in Hong Kong. How generous of them. That's if they want it or don't. All of those human rights rammed down their throats. Why not? It's what the Democrats talk about all the time. Free health care, free college for all, a guaranteed income. All of this can be yours, Hong Kong. What are you so afraid of? I mean, here's communist China willing to give it to you. For the people, for the working man. It's funny that China's willing to give that all to them for free, and they just don't want it. Riot police storming the Hong Kong airport yesterday, the second day of shutdowns as protesters are demonstrating against mainland China. Communist China, red China. When did we stop calling it communist China anyway? It's what it is. It has one ideology. And the hardliners don't care about Hong Kong at all, not one iota. When the British turned over sovereignty of Hong Kong to the Chinese government in 1997, they got promises, assurances that it would be one country, two systems, that Hong Kong would remain independent and able to continue in the way it is. But incrementally, the Chinese have chipped away at that. The Communist Party in Beijing cares not about the system in Hong Kong. They care about absolute control of absolutely everything. And it should give you a glimpse of what China would like for the rest of the world. Absolute adherence to their principles, to their iron-fisted rule. The individual liberty, meaningless in China. Meaningless. A great trading partner, sure. A country that has come up and helped the world economy, sure. But they've never changed. Their 500-year plan has never changed. China continues to move in that direction, which is ultimate control of ultimately everything. Economic freedom is no more popular than political freedom to the Chinese Communist Party. That's a fact. And that legislation that would allow people to be extradited to China for trial that was introduced in April triggered this round of attacks. Now, the question is China willing to use military force to bring this around? When Russia tried that, the Soviet Union fell apart because the whole world was aghast. But China seems less concerned about that. And military machines and personnel are massing on the border right now as we speak. The Chinese military ready to move in and crack down on the dissidents and the protesters and those that would demand freedom for Hong Kong. How dare they speak up against the party? There's the fear in Hong Kong that it's over. And you have to ask yourself, why did the British ever give up control of Hong Kong? Why did the Americans ever give up control of Panama that is now controlled by China? Many observers sitting here wondering if we're going to be sitting on the front row of history when violence breaks out in Hong Kong in a serious way. China's acting like a global bully. And like most bullies, will continue to do so until they're put into their place. And the problem is, this administration is saying almost nothing. Thus far, the Trump administration and President Trump has said almost nothing in regards to what's happening in Hong Kong, and he should. He says he has a great relationship with President Xi. Well, then be crystal clear, Mr. President. Speak up and tell Beijing that going into Hong Kong would change everything. We wouldn't have tariffs. We'd have an end of trade. Because 7 million people being put under the thumb or the boot, as it were, of communist China is not acceptable. You need to be crystal clear about this, Mr. President. I don't know if you will be because of your relationship with China and your concerns with trade policies and making sure the American economy is good. And I appreciate that point of view. I appreciate the point of view of putting the American citizen first, but we simply cannot look the other way if China crosses that line into Hong Kong. If there's a military crackdown in Hong Kong, we simply cannot and will not look the other way. It's imperative that the American point of view is put on the world stage. Otherwise, you would have to consider that American power is waning and American influence is not what it was. So this is critical. Now, at the same time yesterday, with all of these events unfolding in Hong Kong and China, the president decided to back up on the tariffs. A whole bunch of new tariffs were set to take effect. He said, let's wait until December, which is a big move and a big decision by the president to wait until December. And the arguments continue as to how to deal with this country, whether it's politically, militarily, economically. How do you deal with China becoming ever more aggressive? Hal Lambert is a money manager. He appeared on Fox Business yesterday talking about China and their dealings financially with the rest of the world. It's bite one. Bite one. Hear this from Hal Lambert. Go.
China's been a bad player in the trade market for a long, long time, for over 20 years since they joined the World Trade Organization, and Trump's finally taking them on, and it's hurting. And look, I'm writing about this. I've got an op-ed coming out tomorrow. China's got some real issues. Their debt to GDP is over 300%. It's $40 trillion. So, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, and you look at the slowdown that's happening, they're about to go into a current account deficit, which means they're going to have to take money, get investment from outside the country to continue to grow. And you've got a currency that, you know, is devaluing. And so they've got to watch it. They've got to ride, you know, a fine needle that they've got to go through on this. They don't want their currency to devalue too much because it could spiral out of control. And they've got a lot of U.S. dollar denominated debt in their country that they're going to have to pay back. And if their currency devalues too much, that becomes more and more difficult.
More and more difficult. So you've got that challenge for China. You got the challenges in Hong Kong, their stock market dropping. Carrie Lam, the leader in Hong Kong, remaining defiant. Protests, they pose a major challenge for both sides in Hong Kong and in China. The Chinese government in Beijing certainly doesn't want to appear to be weak in any way. They would fear that would trigger more protests in the heart of the country. And if you hit Hong Kong with a boot, the rest of the world shuns you. But China has become so powerful, does it matter? That's the question we'll be continuing with probably for the rest of our lives, if you want to know the truth. It's 14 after Wednesday, August 14th. Still to come, the investigation into the death of Jeffrey Epstein and so much more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show. Get behind us. I'm behind you. Get behind us. We'll be right back. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.